This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio. Show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Coming to you from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming, it's The Undercard, bringing you the best in hand combat coverage with feature interviews, major events, and the hottest ring girls from around the nation. The Undercard is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. And now, here they are, always in your corner, Brad, Marv, and Jimmy.
Welcome to The Undercard, episode 170. It's our last episode of the year.
I finally saw Star Wars. I can't believe R2-D2 was an Ewok the whole time. That's crazy. Spoiler alert, sorry.
We will not give any spoilers of Star Wars. We will follow the Jedi code of not doing it.
Absolutely.
Because I haven't seen it yet, so don't even talk about it off air.
Right. Well, oh, yeah, we won't.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
But we might talk about how cool a movie it was, but we will not give spoilers. It was a really good movie.
Is it?
We dedicated half a show to it, and we should have probably dedicated more. It was that great. It was good. It was not like 4 stars. There were some things, and me and Jimmy talked about it. But when you catch up, Marv, with the rest of the world, we'll involve you.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I don't want to sit with a bunch of weirdos. That's what Tuesdays are for.
So it's the end of the year, and if you've never
– Love you too, Marv.
Yeah, we love you, Marv. If you have not – followed the undercard. At the end of the year, we give away awards. We give away the pound for pound fighter in MMA. We give away fighter of the year in MMA. And then we also do pound for pound in boxing and then fighter of the year in boxing.
Right.
Past champions have been obviously Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yeah.
Manny Pacquiao won fighter of the year once for us. Last year, fighter of the year was Ronda Rousey. I'm going to say she doesn't win it this year.
Wow.
Well, just going to go on a limb and spoil
it.
I don't know.
That might. She might be.
That's not turning into a curse, is it? Because like Floyd's not fighting anymore.
Yeah, well, he retired.
I'm just saying, like he's not fighting anymore. Yeah. Ronda lost.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we'll go over the past champions and we'll go into it. Also, Jimmy's going to recap the year that was in boxing MMA, and he went pretty detailed. So if you want to remember the year.
Yeah, if I went over every fight, we would be here for 4 hours. So I just highlighted some fights.
So he just went over 93 to 94% of them.
Yeah, you know.
Jimmy likes the sound of his own voice.
I think we got, a couple more hours. K-Hub doesn't need to do her show.
The Ring Girls came up with unique gift ideas. We're going to let them talk. And we are joined by a guest that we're going to introduce here in a few seconds. So it's going to be a good show. End of the year show. We will not be here next Tuesday, but we will be back in January rocking and rolling and starting to cover events. And you know what? The year starts off awesome. And part of the reason we have this guest here is January 8th, January 9th. That's right. 2 nights in a row. Let's play two, like Ernie Banks said.
2 and 2.
We got the best in hand combat hitting Royal Oak Music Theater. We met up with Carlos, 4 days ago? I'm excited about the event. It's a Carlos card. Carlos has always been really great to the undercard. It's actually our ring girls that are ring girling the event. So thank you, Carlos. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And I want to join to the chat really quickly our first guest, John Chalbeck. Did I get your name right?
Yes, John Chalbeck. Thank you very much.
I butcher everybody's name.
It's actually it's an honor to have your name completely screwed up by
it's
Brad.
It's just how it's spelled, Chalbeck.
Well, you're assuming Brad can read.
I mess up with Smith. So I'm like Smith,
not Smith, dear.
But he is. I remember the first time I met you. Let's start that way, and it was really really cool. Me and Anthony Barnes, I knew of you. But me and Anthony Barnes were at the Golden Gloves weigh-in, and you came up to us, and it was really cool. And, you know, Anthony Barnes is also a host of the show and a pro boxer doing really well with Top Rank. And everybody always wants pictures with him, but you asked for my picture, and then you asked Anthony Barnes to join after. So I thought that was really cool. You're like, hey, I want my picture with Kid Vegas. And then you're like, and you can come over, Barnes. That's probably the only time that will ever happen to me. So that was really cool, John. Thank you.
Well, hey, unless it's an investigation by the FBI or exactly, something, they'll probably take your picture first.
Oh, well, that's true.
And John is a boxer, is that right?
Boxer and MMA.
Boxer and MMA, okay.
Yeah, I like both.
Sweet.
So you started off with boxing. Let's get into when that happened, when you first put on gloves and stuff like that, and how'd that come around?
Well, I was about 13 years old when I first started boxing. I just went out in the backyard and started fighting my friends, and I really enjoyed it. As I started to progress, I started to take it more seriously, and then my first fight after high school was the Tough Man Contest. Oh. And I went up to Flint, wow. And I won the Tough Man Contest, and that's where I met Steve Darnell, who became my coach. And I pretty much just rode his coattails for a little bit.
And then you had a long amateur career because you boxed in college. How cool is that?
I actually coached for the college team. They actually didn't get me any fights. There's not too many boxers with a 21-3 record in college. They would probably need to come from the Marines, Navy, the Coast Guard, someone like that. We didn't end up fighting any of those guys. So I was really hard to find a matchup for. The coach just asked me if I wanted to be a coach after tryouts. I came to try out like 120 other people, and they could tell I boxed before after I started boxing all the return guys. And they just asked me if I wanted to be a coach. So
very cool. And I saw you make your pro debut, what was that, almost two weeks ago? No, it was longer than that.
November 12th.
November 12th. Wow, where'd the year fall? Hey, David, have a seat, buddy. Yeah. Come on. Get in here. We're interviewing John Chalbach.
She's trying to tell you there's stuff on the table for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi.
David Phillips.
And thanks for the new chairs. I farted in this one three times on night to break it in.
Yeah, they weren't here last night for us, but for you guys, they're here.
Apparently. Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's because we had John here. So, you know, yeah.
So you made your pro debut and you dominated. It was great.
I wish the fight would have lasted a little bit longer. I seemed to have just been getting warmed up. I had just started to break a sweat, and then the fight was over. I felt like I waited like 30 years for that, so I wished it would have lasted a little bit longer. But I think I have a pretty tougher opponent this time in Keith Bullock. And
Are you complaining that you won too quickly?
Kind of.
Yeah, all right. That's,
sounds like, that sounds
takes
like
a
Anthony
set of balls.
Barnes,
I'm going to go ahead and...
I don't know. It sounds like Barnes.
I really would have liked to have beaten the guy for a little bit longer, but
there was a fight where I saw Anthony knock a guy out in like 16 seconds.
Yeah, we were at that fight.
For a fact that he wanted that fight to last longer, without a doubt.
I've told people this many times. I was at a fight one time. The Barnes's fight started. I went to the bathroom. I looked over. He was pissing next to me. I'm like, aren't you supposed to be fighting? He's like, it's over. All right.
My favorite picture of Barnes comes from that fight, though. The one that his mother took, Susan, the one where he's
at Royal Oak.
Yeah. That actually is, at least I was told, that is in Royal Oak hanging up somewhere in the music theater, that picture.
Is it the one where he looks like Ivan Drago?
I think so.
He totally looks really like him. Cool. I was like, holy shit.
So you come from boxing, and then how did you get with SFS? Because you're really good at MMA, too. And
well, I actually met James Gray in the Brighton Boxing Academy about 10 years ago. We sparred, and he was really impressed with my boxing. And then after that, you know, we wrestled. And, you know, he had me in, like, an arm bar and a triangle and, like, a knee bar in like, 5 seconds every time. And I had never really been out-wrestled either, like, you know, by anybody that just walked into the boxing gym either. So when he did that, I knew that he was on a different type of level, and I was really impressed with him, and we just kind of followed each other's careers. I kind of took a hiatus from boxing and went to school, got my bachelor's degree, became a coach there kind of at the end of my school career, and then James asked me to become the boxing coach there. He had kind of asked me a few times over the years, but I was pretty busy, and I couldn't really commit to Team SFS like I would have wanted.
Yeah, I'm the only one with real balls out there in the media world to say this, but he's my number one pound for pound in Michigan. Easy.
Yeah.
And even with the loss in Brazil, because it was in Brazil and he was fighting somebody from Brazil, he's still my number one. No one says it, but I believe everyone thinks it. But they're crazy to say it because he's self-taught And then what you guys got over there scares everybody because all you guys do is win, right? So everybody's always bashing right. SFS, but, like, you guys just win. That's all you guys do.
Well, I'm completely self-taught, too. Like, I mean, I just started boxing in the backyard. I learned from watching fights like Mickey Ward and, you know,
Gotti.
That was something that really inspired me in high school, right after high school. I just literally didn't hit a pair of pads until after the Tough Man contest. So I had literally learned everything by sparring different types of people, carpenters I worked with, you know, all these different types of...
You had your own fight club.
Pretty much. And I just brought two pairs of gloves with me wherever I went, and I boxed whoever wanted to box. And, you know, sometimes I got beat up, and most of the time I didn't.
Did you bring a pair for Jimmy to wear?
No, I didn't. I didn't bring any of this.
All right, well, it's bare knuckle.
It's pretty much, cool. You know,
we have some in the car.
I think I've graduated from the backyard.
Yeah, I'm not. He's all that. He won.
We would do it in the green room. I mean,
what happened to the angry dwarf?
Come on. Okay.
There's a difference between being an angry dwarf and fighting another angry dwarf, and being the angry dwarf and fighting, you know, like Saruman, you know.
And the guys at the gym just kept telling me, you know, you have to do an MMA fight because of the way I spar and the way I train. And they all know I go hard and, you know, I put everything I have into fighting. And they're like, you got to do an MMA fight. You're going to knock somebody out. So and I was like, okay. And then I did that WEXC fight the day after my dad died and did that spinning back kick. And
yeah, I remember that.
The rest was history, I guess.
I do remember that.
I remember that because we interviewed you. I interviewed you immediately after that. I actually remember that.
Lots of people were telling me not to fight, but I know that, you know, I was destined to go do that, and I had to do it for him, so I made it happen.
Well, yeah, you were really close with your dad. I see it online and stuff like that. Did he have any influence in your fight background?
Other than just always supporting me, a lot of people always said, oh, it's too dangerous. Oh, you know, like, you shouldn't do that. Like, you know, my mom's always trying to talk me out of it and stuff like that. She doesn't want to see me get hurt or, you know, killed fighting, you know.
Right.
But my dad was always like, you know, follow your heart, you know, do what you want to do. I support you. Stay the course. He wasn't a fighter. He was a carpenter and a sailor. But, you know, he knew that that's what I wanted and that's what I was all about, so.
Can I say that you seem like so passive and so calm that
that's
I can't
SFS,
imagine you.
Though. That's yeah, everybody that there, dude. Have you ever seen James Gray like
oh,
not
yeah.
be that way or Amanda Bobby Cooper? You guys are the most humble people too.
Yeah,
it's confidence.
And it is. We all treat each other like that too. Like we're all just trying to help each other, and you know everyone's just trying to help each other get better. You know we're a really close knit group.
That's great
because it's always the quiet ones you got to watch out for.
It is.
Well, let's talk about this event coming up, January 8th, January 9th. Your involvement with it, with Carlos, it's Dual Combat Sports is the name of the organization that is running it. You got some MMA people boxing again, which I said watch out for some people because I cover MMA and some boxing people will be like, well, these be quick fights. And I'm looking down. I'm like, no. Like, these guys are going to learn.
I don't think any of these fights that I've matched up are going to be, you know, too quick. I think most of them are pretty good matchups, and, you know, it all depends on who's trained harder these last few weeks and, you know, coming up to the fight, who wants it more. And, you know, I can't really tell because I've never seen any of these guys box before. You know, I've trained with some of them, so I kind of have an idea. I fought Blasting Game. You know, I've trained with Roy Ramos and stuff like that. You know, obviously I trained with the SFS guys, but I have no idea who's going to win between Jeremy Zarnecki and Eric Lyon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I have no clue.
Right. Can you name off some other fighters that are going to be on the card?
Well, we got Josh Parisian versus Pokey.
Who made his pro debut boxing with you the other day.
Absolutely. My brother's making his pro boxing debut, which is pretty exciting.
Same night or different night?
Same night. Wow. Jacob Lamb's making his pro boxing debut. He's 1-1 in MMA. Let's see here. Who else? We have Jeremy Zarnecki and Eric Lyon. I can't really think of the other ones off the top of my head right now, but you know, there's Michael Jordan and Doug Babbler.
Jordan's a baller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got away from it a little bit, but
there's
he's
quite
a baller.
If I grab the list out, if I could grab the list out real fast, then I can you know I can tell you. But there's definitely some good fights gonna be happening, and I really, for the most part, I have no idea who's gonna win. I can speculate, but it comes down to who wants it more.
Right, exactly. Now, you're fighting a guy that I would say is a little edgy and stuff like that. Has the trash talk begun yet or no?
Maybe a little bit, but I don't really ever pay attention to that type of stuff. Like, body shots don't lie and they don't talk, you know, smack. So, you know, and that's what I'm all about is walking guys down and getting them to the body and then
start pee blood the next day.
If it lasts that long, you have to take quite a few body shots to start peeing blood.
It's gonna be a two-hit. That's a Julio's, fight.
You know, Meldrick Taylor was peeing blood after Julio Cesar Chavez because he lasted that long.
Provetnikov, I think, was the most recent one. He posted a picture of it when he fought Matisse, I believe it was, and like it was just wow. Mm. It's like your kidneys are probably never gonna work again.
It's like people don't realize how devastating body shots are. Like, you know, you can get hit in the head and almost not even be there and be on autopilot, but once you get hit to the body, like, your whole body shuts down and your arms come down, and then it's like target practice for the guy.
So. Well, yeah, that, I mean, all of a sudden you're guarding that because that hurts so bad, and next thing you know, your chin's available too. So
absolutely.
Who do you like, though, in the boxing world? I mean, now that Mayweather may be finally retired and stuff like that, what gets your attention?
My favorite fighter by far is Golovkin. Like, okay. Triple G. And he, ever since I saw him first fight, he has been. I know a lot of people think, oh, he's not going to fight Andre Ward. He's one-dimensional, you know what I mean? But, like, he's just that type of guy that's willing to take punishment to get there. And, you know, more than likely, he's going to get to you and you're going to go down. So, and I'd really like to see some of the, you know, the big-name fighters. You know, I thought Lemieux was going to get knocked out, and, you know, that's what happened, so.
Yeah, exactly.
They tried to build that one up a little bit more than it was by making Lemieux seem like, you know, he was a power puncher too, but, you know, people forget that this is a silver medalist. I think he was a silver medalist in the Olympics too, Golovkin, so, you know.
Right.
He's no joke.
Yeah, like Max Kellerman says, Triple G purposely lets off his opponent to, like, give him more torment. We were talking about peeing blood. Like, he wants to punish him more, especially because of trash talk. The reason Lemieux got off probably easy is because, like, he wasn't trash talking. He was respectful of, you know, it happens and stuff. So that – what about MMA? Because you've – MMA, who do you admire, obviously?
I really like what Holly Holm did not too long ago. I mean, that was awesome. Conor McGregor's my guy. I'm always betting with him, so everyone on the team. That's one thing the guys at SFS will tell you is that, like, you know, I'm always betting for McGregor, and everyone's always betting against him. So, you know, it's kind of funny, like, you know, this. I got a lot of, you know.
You like him because he's Irish, though, right? That's the main reason.
I like him because the way he fights, mostly. But
so Irish.
I like him because he gets into the people's head and he delivers. Yeah, you know.
Irish,
and he's Irish.
Yeah. Well, that fight wasn't too long. It was like 14 seconds. Wasn't 14?
I really was hoping for 13. A much better fight than that, but the way it turned out, it was just kind of like I just got to say "I told you so" to like 100 people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
the best theory on that, and we talked about it, is Cody Stamann has a theory that mm-hmm. it was because he wasn't allowed to IV hydrate, that Aldo might have been more susceptible to getting knocked out that quick. I mean, let's be honest. Somebody should be able to weather that first punch. Typically. Aldo, somebody who's banged all that time, it was a theory I was interested in because, I mean, not only did he walk into it, but, like, boom, down. It was like, wow.
I mean, if anything, I would have felt like the weight cut was harder on McGregor.
Oh, yeah, he looked horrible.
He looked horrible. Yeah, and it, was he allowed to hydrate, you know?
IV, no.
No. Exactly. So, I mean, with those 4-ounce gloves on, precision, you know, anything can happen. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. I don't think after what I saw with Chad Mendez and Jose, I wasn't really surprised. Like, he got rocked a bunch of times in that fight. And, you know, I thought Conor would knock him out first time he caught his chin, and he just caught it quicker
exactly
than I thought.
Did. Yeah.
He literally just caught it quicker than I thought. But I thought it would happen just like that.
Now, your friends had questions for us to ask you, or they came up with questions to ask us? What was that you posted that you were going to be on the undercard? And you said some of them were funny?
I mean, yeah, some of them were asking some pretty funny questions.
Oh, hit us up with them.
I'd have to look up with some of them. Let me see if there's an appropriate one. That
is it true that Jimmy never gets laid?
My friend.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
My friend Josh Parisian had some pretty great questions. You know, and
I
literally posted that and expected him to come through. So.
Yeah. I just saw Josh fight recently, and I mean, he's a great fighter, and he seems like a very, very nice guy. So
they're all nice over there.
Yeah,
and Howell.
Well, and what's – I mean, I don't know if John knows this, but Brad has a saying about SFS, which is
– three certainties in life, death, taxes, and SFS wins.
And every time I'll go into a fight – they'd be like, "Oh, I'm taking this guy." I'm like, "You're betting against SFS? That's not a good idea."
No, no, it's gonna end badly. It's Did you find the badly. Questions?
That has to make a lot of people mad, Brad. I gotta tell you,
I don't.
We don't care.
The truth it's is truth. Always a defense.
The truth exactly.
Is always the defense, it's, man.
It's absolutely. That's why people get mad because they're haters.
Absolutely.
I think everybody likes the undercard because we are nice to every fighter, but like we are pretty honest when we think somebody's
we're not going to hold.
Here's a good one from Josh Parisian. Okay. Does water pollution from paper mills have a direct correlation to the plummeting beaver population?
That's a good question.
The plummeting beaver population?
Yeah, apparently. I mean,
I would say yes, it does.
I would say one and all, we're all concerned about beaver.
Yes.
First and foremost.
First and foremost.
Yes. I personally would like to save all the beaver I can. I want to get my hands in there. Really get
really dive into it.
I really want to dive into it. I mean, damn.
That sounds like a Canadian question.
That was the most.
So we should only answer 60%.
I feel like that was the most appropriate question that.
Well, if there's one thing we know,
if it's beaver population.
We know beaver. Well, maybe not Jimmy so much, but
here we go again.
Jimmy on break will explain.
Yeah. and it's okay if it's you know
beaver
if you don't
is
think
essential.
It's appropriate if you got a good question
yeah,
go
I mean,
ahead
it,
and
all
ask
right,
it
all right. For I know the question everybody 5 inches but it's girthy so I assume
it's
that's
an awesome
one of the,
5 inches
right
it, I mean it's gonna
it's like a soup can
it's not gonna hit bottom but it's gonna tear up the edges don't you worry about that.
So January 8th January 9th where can people get tickets John I know you can get tickets eventually to through the undercard ring girls too at some bar promotions. We'll be posting them on Facebook, but where can they get tickets?
They can get tickets from any of the fighters. They can get tickets from me. You know, anybody can get a hold of me or any of the other fighters, the coaches, the venue. You know, Carlos will have them, you know, obviously the ring girls.
Perfect, so. Perfect. We're going to go to our first little break, just a couple songs. We're going to bring the ring card girls in, and then this is where Dave likes to refer to it, or Jimmy, when the wheels fall off the cart and we get into other subjects and we derail. But stick around, John, for sure.
This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.
Welcome back to The Undercard. It is the end of the year show, episode 170, and we're going to go through our awards. And
we're gonna
start off with boxing.
Wow.
Boxing pound for pound is going to go to Floyd Mayweather Jr. Stuff.
Son of a come on.
Man. All right, I'm
big
done.
Surprise.
No, you know I'm what? Done. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Nope.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. Brad, that is not politically correct. It has to go to Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh boy. That's true.
When does my boy
really?
Get it? Well, you'll have to wait and see if he gets an award. Who knows? But
who's your boy?
Canelo.
Oh
yeah,
he's gonna get best Mexican fighter. He's gonna get best Mexican language fighter. best Mexican language fighter goes to
best red haired fighter.
Best
he's
ginger.
The best ginger.
Even though Floyd supposedly retires, I don't believe he's retired. Not until the new arena opens, which is
right.
What April now? April 7th. Did you see the? We might have not have, but they're opening the – they don't have a name for it yet. So let's just call it Las Vegas Arena. But somebody's going to buy the naming rights. But supposedly I heard UFC was going to maybe buy the naming rights. It was going to be called UFC Arena, but they dropped off.
Oh, I want to know how many companies are going to get in on that.
Oh, yeah.
And how long the name is going to be.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I heard it might be T-Mobile Arena.
Really?
From a pretty
okay.
good source.
Really?
So announced to meet T-Mobile, you'll be like, hey.
I expect it to be called Trump's Rug Arena.
Oh, boy.
Really?
No.
Jeez. I thought T-Mobile was, like, disappearing last time I checked.
They must be big out there if they're looking to
they're
name right.
This is what's going to put them back on the map.
Right, yeah, I mean, exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
But I have a theory that Floyd Mayweather's going to fight one more time. It's going to be to be the first boxing match there. So we'll wait and see. But he's the pound-for-pound champion. My fighter of the year.
Fight,
whatever.
Then?
My fighter of the year is Canelo Alvarez.
Woo!
And that's tough because you have Triple G. Triple G to pick from, too. But his domination over Kirkland, yes. even though it wasn't Kirkland's regular trainer.
Knockout of the year.
And his dismantling of Cotto, Miguel Cotto. Mm-hmm. His excitement, his youth. He's the fighter of the year. Which moves us on to our MMA pound for pound. I'm going to still stick, and I was most torn with this. I'm still going to give it to John Jones. He was my pound for pound before, even though he's not fighting. It's not by his decision, even though he's a bad seed. But I just don't think... See, I took Andre Ward off my pound-for-pound list because he just wasn't active because he didn't want to be active anymore. But John Jones, because of his problems, I'm sitting there thinking, you know...
And what problems are those?
Allegedly.
Allegedly?
Well, I think he did.
Allegedly what?
Hitting somebody with drugs in the car, rental car, running mm-hmm. away in Arizona.
And so you give him the award.
I still think he's the best fighter pound for pound. Now he looks like he's putting on a lot of weight.
In the cage only.
Yeah, he's not the best driver though.
But still, he's not fighting.
Worst driver in MMA, John Jones. There we go. Two award winners. This is his second award.
He's not fighting though.
No, but he would still be because it's not been officially. He's still pound for pound.
Okay, well, who would be your runner up then?
It would have been Jose Aldo before he lost to McGregor. And after that, I just don't think McGregor jumps so many spots. He's in there, probably in the top five now. But
isn't this supposed to be up to date?
This is very up to date, okay? No. Somebody has to beat
Fight
John
of the year,
Jones.
MMA, yeah. Conor McGregor.
Did you make this list in March and have just been holding on to it?
Oh, God. Fighter of the Year, though, does go to Conor McGregor.
Okay.
He had an amazing year.
Yes.
And so we're going to give our Fighter of the Year award to Conor McGregor. So very cool stuff. Last year it was Ronda Rousey. Before that, the year before, it was John Jones. Mm-hmm. John Jones won both awards. Somebody has to beat John Jones. I'm scared. He's putting on a lot of weight. Have you seen how heavy he looks?
No, I haven't seen any pictures of him.
He's lifting
lately.
All these weights and shit. He's getting big. I'm afraid it's affecting his speed because he could throw an elbow as quick as he could throw a jab.
So he's
time.
Actually working out to get big, not just getting big from inactivity and
right.
eating.
No. Watch he's working
it.
Out to get
Watch
big.
Watch it.
Don't piss off Marv. Don't piss off the Wookiee.
I will dump this entire bag of chocolate sitting in front of me right on your head.
Well, those are our awards. Hello. And so we greatly appreciate next year it won't be Floyd Mayweather Jr. because even if he comes back, someone will – I believe his retirement will be that retirement date. So there will be somebody new pound for pound.
Brad.
It might be. Who knows? Who knows at that time? I can't pick early in advance. Look what happens when I pick early in advance.
Know,
John
right?
Jones gets an award.
Right.
No, I'm joking. I just think someone should have to beat him. He wants back. I don't think we know
what
the whole.
He's not fighting.
I don't think.
I think
okay.
he should have to fight to get fighters.
I don't think we know the. I don't think we know the whole story between him and UFC right now. I really don't.
Okay.
You think people they got him back in a corner? And
people have
like...
done worse. Just saying.
So what do you think?
We do know
what do
you
think
cross
is the story,
UFC
then?
And Dana White.
I don't
White,
know the
you
story.
Know, you could be blackballed.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know the story. I know they need to – I tell you what. If Conor McGregor loses to Aldo and Aldo just devastates him, Dana White's on that private jet to John Jones's house and gets John Jones back in. But because McGregor wins, I mean, it could have been catastrophic. He could have had Paige VanZant lose and then Ronda lose.
Of course there's a strategy behind it all.
There is. There is. But anyways.
About, you know,
I think his plan B is just keep feeding Sage Northcutt some bums until he's Conor McGregor and then, you know, and then you've got your next
But we're
going to
let Jimmy recap the year really quick here.
Right.
And then, John, you chime in. Some of the fights you might have liked. We'll start, where do you start,
right.
boxing or
anything? I'm going to start with boxing first.
All right, cool.
Turning my mic down now.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to just shoot. In January, we had Deontay Wilder beat Bermany Stiverne, thank you, in a unanimous decision. We also had Vladimir Klitschko beat Bryant Jennings in a unanimous decision.
Which Jennings got knocked the F out by Ortiz this past week.
Yeah. February, we had Triple G beat Martin Murray. By 11th round stoppage.
Big surprise.
Yep. And we also had Tyson Fury beat Christian Hammer by 8th round stoppage. In March, we had Keith Thurman beat Robert Guerrero by unanimous decision. We had Sergey Kovalev beat Jean Pascal in 8th round stoppage.
Pascal.
We had, let's see, in April, We had Adonis Stevenson beat Sakio Bika by unanimous decision. Thank you. We also had Andy Lee drew with Peter Quillen for the middleweight title, not on the line because Quillen failed to make weight.
Oops.
In April, we also had Saul Alvarez beat James Kirkland by third round knockout.
That was a great fight.
Yep. We had in May, Floyd Mayweather Jr. beat Manny Pacquiao by unanimous decision. Boringest fight of the year.
Yeah.
We also had Bradley Skeet beat Brunette Zamora by six-round retirement. Let's see. In June, we had Miguel Cotto beat Daniel Gale by fourth-round stoppage. We had Deontay Wilder beat Eric Molina by ninth-round knockout. We had Andre Ward beat Paul Smith by ninth-round retirement. It was a non-title catch weight of 172.
Paul Smythe.
Smythe, okay.
Yeah, that's what Brad would say.
Yeah, yeah. It was a Porsche hitting a wall that beat Paul
right,
Smith.
Right, right. We also had in June, Sean Porter beat Adrian Broner by unanimous decision. It was a non-title welterweight fight. Oh. In July, we had Sergey Kovalev beat Najib Mohammadi by third-round knockout. We also had Keith Thurman beat Luis Collazo by eighth-round stoppage. And let's see, August. Hold on. These are kind of out of
nothing
out of place here.
In August. No big deal.
Yeah, I don't think anything did. You're right. Okay, so September, Adonis Stevenson beat Tommy...
Littlefinger?
Tommy Carpentier by third-round stoppage. We also had in September, Floyd Mayweather beat Andre Berto in unanimous decision.
I forgot that fight even happened.
Yeah, I know. That is how boring it was.
I was like, wait a minute, he fought again? Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he fought Berto to probably even a bigger snore fest than when he fought Pacquiao.
I totally forgot that even happened.
His hands hurt.
Yes. Jermall Charlo beat Cornelius Bundridge by third round knockout.
K9,
yep. We also had...
He beat K9?
Yeah, Charlo beat K9. We also had Deontay Wilder beat Johan Duhapas, 11th-round stoppage. Let's see. Now we're in October. October, we had Victor Postol beat Lucas Matisse by 10th-round knockout. We had Adrian Broner beat... Khabib, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name. Can you pronounce that last name?
Al, I'm not going to box anymore anyway. Yeah. not going to work here anymore.
Right, exactly. by 12th round stoppage.
There are no vowels in there after the first one.
Yeah, Correditive.
Anna Karenina.
All right, there we go. All right. We also had Triple G beat David Lemieux, not the hockey player, by eighth round stoppage.
That would be awesome, though.
I know. Let's see. We are now into November. November, Timothy Bradley beat Brandon Rios by ninth round stoppage. We had Alvarez beat Cotto in unanimous decision.
Yes.
We had Tyson Fury beat Vladimir Klitschko by unanimous decision.
Thank goodness.
And then in December, we had Daniel.
Oh, hold on. Thank goodness.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Klitschko hugs too much.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Fury is going to have fights where, you know, he's going to have to fight and he's going to take the chance to get in. He'll get knocked out or he'll get knocked out where, you know, Klitschko is just going to keep staying on the outside, use his jab, barely throws right, and stay away and the least amount of risk possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And then two of the more recent ones, Daniel Jacobs beat Peter Quillen in a regular middleweight fight by first-round knockout. And Billy Joel Saunders beat Andy Lee by majority decision for the WBO middleweight.
Those early knockdowns.
And that's basically a recap of the boxing this year. There were a ton more fights, but we just... hit a little bit. This is just a flash shot of some of the fights that happened over the year.
What a year.
What a year, yep.
It certainly was.
Well, Klitschko's gone. Okay. I mean, he's back, but he's going to rematch Tyson Fury. But, I mean, he was a champ for a long time. So, I mean.
All right. You want me to go to MMA now? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, MMA. These are just some of the fights. Like I said, this is just a flash shot. UFC. This is all UFC. Because I couldn't find an accurate record running tab for Bellator. May 30th, we had Alves versus Condit. Condit defeated Alves via TKO by Dr. Stoppage at 5 minutes of the second round.
Nasty elbow.
Yeah. We had, probably going to mispronounce this, Boitsch versus Henderson. B-O-E-T-S-C-H.
Isn't it Bosch?
Yeah, Bosch? It's Bosch. Okay, Bosch versus Henderson on June 6th. Henderson defeated Bosch via knockout strikes at 28 seconds of the first round. We had McGregor versus Mendez on July 11th. McGregor defeated Mendez
Woo-hoo!
Via TKO at 4:57 of the second round. We had Duffy versus Mir on July 15th. Excuse me. Mir defeats Duffy via knockout punch at 1 minute and 13 seconds of the first round.
Wow.
We also had Holly Holm on that same card defeat Marion Renault.
Yeah, she didn't look as dominant as she did.
No, she didn't. No. Via unanimous decision, we had Rousey versus Correa. On August 1st.
The entire country?
Yeah.
Wow. And how'd she do?
Rousey beat Korea.
Via
knockout punches at 34 seconds of the first round.
That's impressive.
Korea didn't even. I bet it was North Korea. So, yeah.
Well, be careful.
They weren't allowed to.
Supreme leader, the views and opinions of Jimmy do not reflect those of the undercard.
They absolutely reflect me, though. all right, then we had Rousey versus Holm on November 14th.
Ooh, what happened? What happened there?
Let's see.
Greatest
don't know.
Thing ever.
Holly Holm defeats Ronda Rousey in probably one of the biggest upset. Rousey.
We already forgot her name. That's crazy.
defeats.
That's awesome.
Ronda versus knockout at 59 seconds of the second round and probably one of the biggest upsets of the year.
No, I knew it.
Yeah.
I called it.
Yep.
Not only did her. Her head hit the canvas after she was kicked, but so did probably every expendable contract she would ever get going forward, too.
And right.
All the marketing deals probably fell.
Holly Holm will be in the next Expendables. That would be the biggest dagger.
That would be awesome, dude. That's true.
I wonder who would do that. Like, seriously, like, there's someone out there that's trying to get Holly Holm to be on an Expendables movie.
They'll do it. Well, you know what? You know what they're going to do? They're going to get Holly Holm to play one of the bad guys. And she will square off against Ronda, and Ronda will get her butt kicked in the movie.
No, they'll actually make Ronda win in Make-Believe, because in real life, we know what happens.
Nice.
No, if they're smart, Holly Holm will replace Ronda. They will make reference to it.
Yep.
And she will replace her on this.
So, continuing Dana White's greatest nightmare, Paige Van Zandt
lost. It hasn't been a good quarter for him,
to Rose Namajunas. Is that how I pronounce it? Namajunas, she lost.
I don't think you can say that.
I can't say it.
Okay, via submission by rear naked choke at 2 minutes and 25 seconds of the fifth round.
I like how she shaved her head right before that fight.
Yeah,
just to be like total opposite of Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah. Let's see. And then the big one that just happened, Aldo versus McGregor. On December 12th.
Who won? I missed that one.
Yeah, Conor McGregor defeated Jose Aldo via knockout punch at 13 seconds of the first round.
Yeah, Jose wants that back.
And then also, I wanted to put it on here, Chris Weidman lost to Luke Rockhold via TKO with ground and pound at 3 minutes and 12 seconds of round 4. That was it. Wow. And that was pretty much the year in at least UFC MMA.
Yeah, very
nice. Exciting.
So what's the big fight that we want to see next?
I want to see Canelo versus Triple G, but it looks like that's going to happen in September. That's my boxing fight. I would like to see Aldo fight McGregor again. That's my big fight.
Yeah.
I think he deserves an instant rematch.
I would agree with you that he definitely deserves one.
Yeah.
You don't think he'll get it?
I don't think – I don't.
Well, now McGregor's going to move up a class, he's saying. Or,
well, I mean, honestly, I mean, I think that Dana White's not going to let him get it. Like, I don't think that he will. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just think that's the type of guy he is. It's not in his best interest. What happens if Aldo comes back and beats him? Yeah, maybe that, but maybe he can make more money with McGregor just walking away from Aldo.
And then you had Nate Diaz win this past weekend. Or not. Yeah, was it Nate? Diaz. Jeez,
yeah, Nate Diaz, the younger. I think he's the younger brother.
Yeah, I always confuse. Nick's the one in all that trouble. Or not going to fight for a long time. But he won this past weekend, and he kind of took a shot at Connor. I mean, there's money in that fight.
Who didn't?
There's no question about that. I know somebody posted that McGregor wants some people to beg him to fight. So at least McGregor's
and
a
they
good...
pretty much are. I mean, all the highlights I saw from that on Fox was you had Nate calling him out. The next fight, you had Dos Anjos calling out McGregor. It's like everyone's playing right into his game.
I think that's got to be the toughest thing, John. And you know, as you move on into your career, to me, turning a deaf ear to people calling you out, because everybody calls you out. And you're a fighter mentality, so you want to fight everybody, and you get mad when people call you out. But it's almost something you got to turn your ear to, because everybody calls you out.
Right. Like, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all, because, I mean, if they want to call you out, then, you know, let them come do it, and eventually the match will be made. So,
very cool. Well, let's go to a song break, and then we'll bring in the ring girls. They got some ideas for gifts for people, and then, hey, nice hair. There, Rochelle. Rochelle's got good hair again.
I love it. Yeah. She doesn't wear like that.
And she's got good hair under this.
And we'll do What's on Tap at the 8 o'clock hour, sponsored by Falling Down Beer Company.
Oh. Cool.
This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.
I was waiting for that one to go off.
Welcome back to The Undercard, everybody. What was that?
Sounds like my wedding night.
Nothing.
Again. I was waiting for that one to go off.
The Christmas. Yeah. The Christmas spirit has hit the studios here today.
It sure has.
Awesome. You guys can have seats, too. Come join. Jimmy's putting on a Santa outfit. It's not Christmas unless Jimmy dresses as Santa.
Thanks.
Yeah. I can't believe the end of the year. Jeez, oh, Pete's.
Thank you.
It's weird because we started in April, so, like, I mean, it doesn't mean anything the end of the year to us, but it seems like a monumental thing. Those pictures are awesome, aren't they?
They are, and mine is signed Marv, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
It's, well, you know, they got
some love at the end.
Well, I see it, yeah.
Some love. Not too bad.
It's hilarious, and I love this picture. This picture is awesome.
We gave John one to take back to SFS.
Okay, yeah, I was trying to figure out where I was going to put that.
I know. I know you're married. I was like, hey, give it to them.
So what? So am I. Big deal. This is going to go right up over the bed.
Yeah, it's not exactly like
you're
going on the wall.
We won't run away with you. You'll be okay.
You say that, but you might. I have wily ways.
So we asked the ring girls to come up with some gift ideas, and they're going to talk about that in a little bit. But there were some bad gift ideas Marv had found on the internet.
Wait, we are going to talk about that?
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Well, you got to give me some warning here,
No, dude. It's the end of the year, so we just fly.
Fly by the seat of your pants.
That's right.
Didn't you make that list back in March?
I didn't make the list, but...
I've so had episode I 170 planned for since March.
I did come across... It was a list of... They were basically like bad knockoff toys, like Special Man.
Special.
It looks like Superman, but it's Special Man. He has the, you know,
he has a lazy eye.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. There was I don't know. I can't find the post now, but a lot of them were. They obviously were in like Asian countries or whatever, and they would just like smoosh together a bunch of like it was like. Superman, Batman, the car from Cars, Shrek,
Little Monsters Inc.
Like, and they just smushed them all together, and they're like, it's the Super Good Friends Club. So anyway, real exciting. I don't know if you'd given me some time to actually find the link, it would have been better. But
no, it's all good because the ring girls are here. They're gonna save you here with their gift ideas for the year. Maybe. Plus, Jimmy has to give the 8 out of 8. Oh, hey, Jimmy looks awesome, dude.
I thought, God's sake!
I thought that was Santa.
That is great.
All right.
Yeah, we're about right. I can't see nothing right now because of the wig and everything.
Why does it look like somebody vomited all down the front of that?
It's like 26 years old.
Need a little bit of cleaning.
Was someone actually eating with that?
Probably.
Yeah, every year.
Probably.
So gross.
Yeah.
We leave him out cookies and milk. We wouldn't believe it was Santa if he didn't eat them.
Looked like Jesus. All right,
so we're going, it's the 8 o'clock hour. So we're going to do What's on Tap, sponsored by Falling Down Beard Company.
Beard Company?
Beard, yeah. Beer Company. Falling Down Beer Company. So because it's holiday weekend, there's not a whole lot going on. Your main fights are the 29th. You have Omar Douglas versus Frank D'Alba. That's it. You can watch that on Fox Sports 1. You also have on the 29th, Rizin Fighting World Grand Prix 2015. You also have...
can't take you seriously at all.
Rizin Fighting Federation 2 on December 31st, 2015. That one, you're going to have Fedor Emelianenko versus Jadip Singh. That's like the big fight. You also have, because we won't be on before this, January 2nd, you have Lawler versus Condit, UFC 195. That is on,
excited about that
on the
one.
Naughty
January
list
2nd.
Or the nice list. I mean,
say what again?
You're like you're in the audience.
Oh yeah. Well, let's see. Robbie Lawler versus Carlos Condit. Robbie's on the naughty list.
I'll bet he is.
Carlos Condit, he's on the nice list.
Yeah,
so I'm rooting for Carlos Condit.
Could you do it a little less pervy though?
We also
he's
have
on the
Andre.
Hey.
We also have Joseph Duffy versus Dustin Poirier.
Poirier.
It's French, Santa. Don't
yeah,
you know?
I know.
You should know his name by now.
that's what we have on tap. Like I said, it's holiday weekend. Next 2 weekends, so there's not a whole lot of fights going on. But that's what's on tap, sponsored by... our sponsor, Falling Down Beer Company. And I am boiling in this thing right now.
Let's do pictures quick on a break.
No, it's fine.
This is going to be nice and sweaty for the next person
yeah,
to get into.
Sorry, hold on.
There's probably 20-year-olds sweating out.
So we gave, I think 3 weeks ago, I gave the Ring Girls like the task of coming up of great gift ideas to give people. And so I'm curious what they came up with, if they got good ones or
if they suck.
You have no faith in us.
We have the utmost faith in you.
We got some good ones.
All right.
All right, let's hear it.
What do we got?
We think that, like, personal gifts are the most fun. Make something personal, like a picture frame with a picture of you and the person. Or
now, see, I am all in favor of giving somebody a picture of me. I say all the time, what do you give for the person that has everything? A picture of me.
I never
right,
got
we're
one.
Selling copies of pictures of Marv.
Yeah.
If you guys want to gift those this year.
I will sign them. Not with my name, but I will sign them unless you pay the $50, and then I'll put my own name.
I'll sign your name.
Dude. You're not helping here.
Yeah, but crafts, like things that they can do so that while they're doing them, they think of you, like a puzzle or a build-your-own blanket, the Thai blanket.
I always thought that the betta fish with, like, the plant on top is always nice.
Those are really cool.
Liz had a good idea.
That's terrible.
I never...
That would be
it's
so
not
awesome.
Your gift.
It's a living gift.
It's cruel. They're in like
not.
A tiny little ball of
he
water.
Has a
like
tree.
It's cruel. It's cruel.
Yeah. He has a tree.
Like that helps.
That way he's not lonely.
We were going to make a big one.
You can talk to the tree.
Also, they're fighting fish. Drop two of them in the same water together. They will kill each other. Which
that
is
so funny.
You are sadistic. You are,
wow.
You are going on my naughty list.
Oh,
my
God.
It's like the roaming gladiator fish.
Also, Liz's a great idea from Liz is the Michael Vick home dog fighting. She's like, it's so funny when they rip each other apart. It's so funny.
Anyways.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Jesus. You're terrible, Liz. Please, what else you got? I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, like, you know those candles where, like, you light them and then it, like,
and you burn
burns?
People with them?
No, there's, like, a dinosaur
there's
on the
lights
side.
Inside. Or, like, there's, like, the ones, like, they're, like, a cat and you burn them and it's, like, a cat
Jesus
skeleton.
God.
Well,
wait.
I've never seen that, but it sounds good. No,
I really
I
hope PETA and the ASPCA aren't listening to us right now. You know,
those
it's a cat
really
and you
cool
burn
candles.
It.
No, they're no, like, it's like a shape. Metal frame inside. So like you burn it in the the wax goes away and then it's like the frame.
I've seen the dinosaur egg.
Yeah.
You burn the dinosaur, like you burn the egg, and then when it's done, there's a dinosaur sitting there. It's not
it's
real.
It's like
dinosaur.
The oatmeal, though.
Right? They don't oatmeal? Get their gift for 6 months.
Yeah, it's like the dinosaur oatmeal that you put in the microwave.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Dinosaur eggs, yeah.
All right, I know what you're talking about. I had one of those. It was a chocolate egg, but I didn't understand that there was like a gummy dinosaur in it. So I bit into it, and then there was this gummy thing, and I threw up. It was terrible. It's awful. So what other violent and inappropriate gifts?
Something I thought of, I actually gifted it last year, is you make a map of the United States or the world, wherever, and you put places that you and your loved one have visited together or plan to visit together with little thumbtacks. It's a cute idea, the gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
And then you can give your boyfriend hints of where he needs to take you next. On there, so.
Like, there's a new tack, honey.
Right, yeah, did you check that one
it's
out?
It's right on, it's sticking
Hawaii,
right into Tahiti.
I don't know.
Hawaii is awesome,
my
by the
tacks
way.
Would be very small
I've never
and very
been,
close
but.
Together.
Yeah. Just around Wayne County, basically?
Or? Just one on top of the other. Well, that gives you goals.
It's
that
just
gives
like,
you
I want to see the. I want to see the mystery spot. I want to see Mackinac Island.
Irish Hills.
The Irish Hills.
My favorite is you guys could always go to like a place and get somebody a couple massage. Like I went this year, I did do that for someone's parents. But
have you ever had a couple's massage?
No, but I would love one.
I went and got one with my cousin, which is like
okay, that's weird.
Wait,
was this down in Alabama?
No, it okay. was like she got like it was like a buy one get one like half off couples massage thing. Yeah. So we went together. It was like girls'
day. I did this one this year where it's like I bought two and then they can actually go in, so they don't have to go in together. But when they go in, they can either choose like a regular massage or a deep tissue one. Mm-hmm. So I thought that would be cool.
See, I've done the couples massage.
And it's an hour long.
My wife and I did the couples massage on our honeymoon, and it was kind of weird. I got to be honest with you, because like, either I have a dude rubbing me down, or I lay there and watch a dude rub my new wife down. So it's it's a little bit weird, a little bit weird. I chose to watch a dude rub my wife, and then I killed him in the parking lot. But it's kind of weird. So I don't mean to keep shooting down all your shitty gift ideas, but
every single one, man.
Well, they're so violent or weird.
But a picture of you wouldn't be weird.
I might.
No, I would love to have a picture of mine.
I'm a deadly handsome man. What are you talking about?
If it was signed, it's not bad.
Yeah. If it was just a picture, that'd be weird.
You know you want a picture of me.
I do.
I know you do. You're going to get one.
Thank you.
Yeah, in a nice frame.
Today.
Well, okay, I have to work on that.
Yeah.
There's a picture of me, Jimmy, Brad, and Dave in the shower before the show.
Yeah, going around.
It's posted up on our Facebook right now.
It's already viral.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So I was telling the guys actually off air. So the behind the scenes, my favorite part of the behind the scenes of the making of that picture was that even though I only used Brad's head, he is actually the picture that I got it from. He is in the same exact pose,
but with a shirt on.
But like, well, yeah, with a shirt on that Val Kilmer is in, like chest all puffed out, like.
Val Kilmer.
That's Val Kilmer that I pasted his head.
How the hell did you get a picture of David's back head?
Dude, I had to search and search. I spent way more time on his Facebook photo page than any person should. And I was like, oh, there. Because I was just looking for any picture of any of us.
Right.
And like I went through all of our pages, like, and none of us, because who takes a picture of the back of your head?
Normally nobody.
Right? And then I finally found this one. I don't even remember what it was. He's at like a bar or something. And imagine that.
No.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, there it is. So that, and then that, it was decided that he got to be that one. And of course, we had to use Angry Dwarf picture for Jimmy.
Right. Of course.
So
Angry Dwarf picture, if you don't know it, Jimmy made a angry face once on his Facebook. Kind of getting in the mood.
It's one of the best pictures ever.
Yeah.
It really is.
Getting in the mood for working out. And
yeah.
So what other name now?
What other guests or what other gifts?
Well, you shot them all down. We crossed them all.
Well, get some good ones and I won't shoot them all down.
What about some beef jerky sticks?
That is an excellent idea.
I figured.
You can never go wrong with beef jerky. Chocolate covered bacon.
There you go.
That guacamole they brought in last week. Bacon.
They were selling some at the mall, and I bought some, and I personally don't care for it.
Liz,
have you ever had candy or? Was it like not candy bacon, but like caramelized bacon or whatever it is?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait. Like caramel covered?
No. Sugar. It's like caramelized. It's like
sugar.
It's like,
oh, okay.
Bacon,
all right. I got
sugar on it, and then make like bacon flavored like candy.
Yeah, like a candy. Okay, I got it.
It is so good.
Yeah, I can't tell if she was like really taking your serious question seriously, or because of how you're dressed, she didn't care at all. She was like, no.
What?
She looked at you. Liz looked at you like and squinted. And I know sometimes she can't see across the table, but I think she was not.
I'm over here, Liz.
I think she wasn't taking you serious because
I have my contacts in today, guys.
But you still squint. Just so then that means she didn't take you serious as Santa.
If she didn't have her contacts in, you would just look like a bloody marshmallow sitting there.
Probably.
John, you got a big family. What are you doing for the holidays?
Pretty much just sticking around the house, spend time with the newborn and, you know, my kids. And
newborn?
Yeah.
You have a newborn?
Amelia. She's 1 month old.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
First Christmas.
Congratulations to your wife.
Yeah.
She did all the work.
Right.
Yeah. Trying to pretend.
No, she's my hero for what she did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There were other kids?
I have a 9-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter, Michaela.
Look at you go. He is virile.
All ready for the holidays?
The force is strong.
Yes, it is.
Something is strong, that's for sure.
All ready for the holidays? Got everything done?
Yep, everything's done. I mean, my wife usually takes care of the Christmas shopping. She just asks me, do you like this? I'm like, that's cool.
Sounds good.
How laid back John is. He's just like, yeah, that's cool.
She's like, it was $800. He's like, whatever.
Yeah
whatever.
No, I definitely wouldn't have said whatever. If that was the case.
By the way, I don't know who wrote this on the picture or whatever, but somebody wrote a joke.
Oh, that was me.
That was you? I love this. How did Darth Vader know what Luke got him for Christmas?
No.
He felt his presence.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I love it. That was really good. That was really good.
He's like, this is something I've not felt in many years.
Was it the touch of a woman?
That's you, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. I'm married. I get smacked upside the head, like, every day, so I get the touch of a woman. Like,
poor Jimmy's getting still, like, the...
Yeah.
I mean,
where's Mrs. Claus? Is she on vacay or what?
Mrs. Claus, she just couldn't handle it up at the North Pole anymore.
Well, it's because Santa only comes once a year and she's tired of waiting on it.
Oh, she's got all those elves up there. Busy.
Burn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the elves.
Santa's never recovering from that one.
No,
not at all.
Poor guy. His Yule log isn't working.
Anybody have any cool family traditions? Christmas or
my dad and I always give each other something that is our own. So like I will go take like in years past like I've given my dad one of his own wrenches. The game is sort of like what can I like sneak out of the house of his, and then like he's got to get something of mine. So we will give each other like our own gifts. So
that's
like
great.
The best one though. He actually has the best one. He gave me my dirty underwear one year.
What? How did he get them?
Like well, and it was a twofold thing, right? It was like don't leave your dirty fucking clothes laying around.
And he saved like the dirtiest pair.
Yeah, like so, like I open them up, like I open up this present. It's like a shirt box or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I got shirt. And I open it up, and it's like 3 pair of just nasty underwear. And I'm like, oh my God.
You couldn't smell it through the paper.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
So that was a good one. So that's probably the best one. But so that's one of our traditions. We give each other something of our own because it's fun.
How about you, Jimmy? That's any good funny. Traditions?
Well, we used to have the tradition of we would always go, like, when I was growing up younger, and then also, like, as we grew up with the nieces and nephews and the other kids, we'd all go sledding on Christmas Day. But this year, I don't think that's going to happen this year.
Might be able to go jet skiing.
Yeah, maybe.
Go
I don't know. But,
is it because the Army replaced that metal plate in your head with a plastic one? You don't know if you ought to go sailing down any hills with nothing between your brain and the ground but a piece of government plastic?
Yeah, but do you really think it's going to matter, Marv?
Well, see, ordinarily, no, but the plate runs right underneath your part right there. And if that gets dented, your hair just ain't going to live. Well, they had to replace it because every time Rochelle would fire up the microwave, Jimmy would piss his pants and forget who he was for half an hour. That remains the best line in a movie, let alone a holiday movie. Every time Catherine fired up the microwave, I'd piss my pants and forget who I was for
Oh, that's classic. That is absolutely classic.
If you don't know, we're talking about Christmas Vacation, if you don't know. Cousin Eddie. But
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I think it's just called Christmas Vacation.
No, it's National. I had the shirt on the other day.
Yeah.
National Lampoon's
Christmas It's in the fine print above.
Well,
make a $5 bet.
I think pretty
much. Yeah, I'll bet $5.
I know it is National Lampoon, but I think pretty much the vernacular now is to just call it Christmas Vacation.
Take that bet. Take it.
Take it. I like it. What about you, Sarah? Any good traditions with your family?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing. We usually go to my grandparents' house, or the past few years it's been like an aunt or uncle's.
Cool.
See, IMDb.
House swapping.
Yeah.
IMDb has it listed simply as Christmas Vacation.
No, it's right here.
But
Chevy Chase.
But if you look on the if you look on the cover art, it is National Lampoon's, but they just have it as Christmas Vacation.
That's right, $5.
I made no bet.
Kirsten,
well, that suit that Jimmy's wearing, my papa would come dressed up in that Christmas Eve at 11 o'clock at night. And when we were younger, me and my brother would hide because we didn't want Santa to see us, and he would bring us presents. And even after I knew it was my papa, I wanted to still act like I believed in Santa because I thought he'd stop bringing me presents. So, it's like, yeah, Santa's coming tonight, Mom. Can't wait. Funny story, one year, the neighbor girl seen him leaving our house, and I didn't realize, but I guess she was screaming out the window, "No, Santa, I was a good girl this year!" So the next year, my papa introduced himself to the parents and brought her a gift.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. Many of you know my dad actually looks very much like Santa. Yes. He has the full white beard and everything. And so they've told all the neighborhood kids that he is Santa's brother.
Okay.
And so, like, if they misbehave, I'm going to call my brother and let him know. But I just heard this story at Thanksgiving. Apparently, my dad was helping my cousin work on his truck a couple years ago. And one of the grandkids like looked out the window and saw and like flipped out and was like, "Mama, Santa's helping Papa work on his truck."
That's great. Too cute.
Rochelle, awesome. How about you?
Well, a lot of them have changed over the years, obviously, but I'm starting a new one this year with our kids. I'm going to wrap up their favorite food. So my daughter's getting a special seasoning.
Should you be saying this?
What they if they're listening? They are so not listening.
Yeah, they don't listen. They don't ask.
They're not listening. And Elijah's getting bacon.
Aww. I am jealous, actually.
And Aiden's getting pickles.
That's cute.
Oh, okay.
Are you doing the Elf on the Shelf?
No.
Grinch on the Bench. Have you seen that one?
No.
That one looks really good. You just set a Grinch on the bench. You don't got to mess with it. And you tell him the Grinch is watching. He's going to report to Santa.
No, we haven't done any of that yet.
Liz, any good traditions?
I mean, when I was little, I mean, I don't do it now, but, like, I do it with my nephew and, like, all the other younger kids in our family, but we always look up, like, Track Santa on the internet.
Through NORAD?
Yeah.
And we always track where he's at. That's, like, the only thing.
Well, we had Chuck Gatica because we didn't have internet growing up, but Chuck Gatica used to tell kids to go to bed because he'd be like, "Hey, Santa's over this region, the weatherman, you know."
Right.
And so that was, I remember that. It was fun.
So we still do that every year.
Very
cool.
That's
the only thing.
I guess there's like an actual Santa hotline that you can have your kids call.
And they answer.
Oh, that's been around for years. Yeah.
Well, I got gypped on that one. I don't know.
Really? I've never. That was the first.
Yeah, I remember calling
Santa
the number.
Send emails to them and tell them if they're on the naughty list.
What's the Santa number we should call?
That's what I'm going to find out right
let's
now.
Let's do it.
Let's call Santa.
Santa,
right
don't
now.
You know your own phone number?
He can't be bothered really with that administrative kind of stuff.
He wants to test
the help. That's what Bernard does. Okay?
Just call Josh Parisian. He could be Santa.
That's true, dude.
He wants to test the elves to see if they're
that's what he wants to do. Why do you guys keep calling him
Jimmy,
by the way?
So what traditions are you going to start?
Do you wanna,
or you already have them with your wife?
Well, I mean, as far as traditions go, I mean, my tradition was always to go down to the Florida Keys and visit my family down there and go sailing and stuff, but obviously I don't do that anymore, so.
Well, you can do that up here.
Yeah, wow, that's sure like, I want that tradition.
Yeah. Just run down to Florida every
day. Right. Sailing.
All right, so we just found like the number.
Let's call it.
Let's have the three ring girls kind of act naughty to Santa and ask if they're still going to get gifts.
We'll see what it might. We'll see what happens.
If someone live picks,
right? Them. All right, you ready?
Like,
yeah.
Okay, it's 951.
It's going to be a recording.
262-3062.
Boom.
All right, let's. I'm gonna see if the elves are on it.
I knew it.
Merry Christmas! This is Santa Claus, and you have reached my personal hotline. We have been very busy making all of those toys to deliver on Christmas morning, and I want you to know that your family loves you very much, and so do I. So be creepy. Good, and don't forget to always listen to your parents. When you hear the tone, please leave me your Christmas gift wishes and holiday cheer. And remember, kids, I know who's been naughty and nice. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you soon.
Oh, you won't. That's the point.
Santa! It's the undercard ring girls.
Woo!
We're just wondering if we're still on the nice list this year. We've been awful good.
I know I'm on the naughty list, but my wish is for you to take me off that and put me on the good list. So,
come on, Santa. Liz deserves it.
Making dreams.
Sarah, on the other hand, though, just keep her on the naughty list. Love you so much, Santa. I can't wait for my Ferrari.
All right, we're going to wrap stuff up a little early so we can hang out with each other in the green room here. We do got to say, though, someone that has appeared on the show and was when Michigan MMA had just started, well, was all over the place, and he was a pro fighter on one of the first Donofrio cards I covered, too. Dom O'Grady actually passed away in his sleep, so our wishes are with his family. Was way too young. But we hope anybody out there in the MMA world reaches out to his family. I know I will send a message and make sure everything's okay. He does leave behind a daughter that I know of. And so our thoughts are with the Dom O'Grady family. Way too young. So, but yeah, everybody, Merry Christmas. You guys are awesome. I love working with you guys. You guys are absolutely a blast. John, Schalbeck coming. Yes. Thank, yes, you,
thank
so
you so much.
Yeah.
For having
and congratulations
me
to him on the
yeah,
new baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Best Christmas. That's awesome.
A lot more
Christmas.
Motivation. So,
yeah.
All
yeah.
right. We'll see everybody on the other side of the year. Take care.
Yay.
Thank you.
This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.